听力课堂，听 class.com。
David, does it ever occur to you that you're an officer of the Larrabee Corporation?
Listen, Linus, I met someone.
Recall the address of our building. It's 389 Park Avenue.
Hey, I'm not kidding.
Your office is on the 48th
floor. This is really somebody.
So what's the problem?
Well, I've invited her for dinner here Friday, and I just don't want you and Mother to... Listen, this girl is smart. She's really smart.
Well, that business hasn't come up before.
Listen, Linus, she's a real woman. She's not a, you know, a...
transvestite?
She's not a bimbo. She's a doctor. Pediatrician, actually.
How did you meet her?
Well, I was at this party, and the host's kid got sick with something, and I rushed him over to Lenox Hill Emergency, and she was the resident on duty, and we just hit her right off.
How'd the sick kid make out?
Listen, when you guys meet her, just try to make me look good. I mean, I know I look good, but, you know, try to make me, you know, sound good. Mention my accomplishments. My qualities. You can be creative. Lie, okay? She says her folks know you.
What's her name?
Tyson. Elizabeth Tyson.
Tyson Electronics Tyson?
Tyson, I don't know.
Is it, Kathy? Which one works for a living?
Wow, great hat.
Good morning, Boaz.
Bring her around. We'll try and make her look good.
So you guys work Sundays now, huh?
It's Wednesday, David. Guess what? David's taking out Patrick Tyson's daughter. Mac, give me Harvey. Harvey, I want you to start buying up chunks of Tyson's stock. Not so much that anybody would notice. That's it.
I hope she doesn't look like Patrick.
For once, your father didn't lie. You are lovely.
Thank you.
I'm Maud.
Pleasure.
Linus.
I heard a lot about you from my father.
And you're really a doctor?
No, he made that up.
She was just promoted to assistant head of pediatrics. And I told her the hospital can count on us for $2 million.
David!
Is he a world-class philanthropist or what?
I like Louis. He's funny and sweet.
He's difficult to talk about, but someone is in the way.
Is it safe that you mentioned casually 40 or 50 times when you first came over?
He sounds perhaps like an illusion.
He keeps me company.
You think so? Illusions are dangerous, people. They have no flaws. I came here from Provence, alone, uneducated. For 8 months, no more than that, a year. I sat in a cafe, I drank coffee, and I wrote nonsense in a journal. And then, somehow, it was not nonsense. I went for long walks, and I met myself in Paris. You seem embarrassed by loneliness, by being alone. It's only a place to start.
Hello.
Dr. Forrest, dial 118, please. Dr. Forrest, please dial 118.
Who is that?
I'm sorry about your party.
It's okay.
Are you hungry?
I'm sorry. Tell you what I'll do. I'll dry you a hot bath. Whip us up a superb omelet. Do you have eggs, cheese, green pepper, tomato?
No green pepper. No tomato.
Well, then I'll just whip us up a somewhat superb omelet.
David, you are the best.
You mean making a hot bath and an omelet are roughly on par with saving a 5-year-old kid's life?
It'll save my life.
God, you're easy on me.
Okay. Then why don't you marry me?
Okay. Why don't I?
Don't kid about stuff like
okay.
that.
Okay. Why don't I?
You sure you know what it is?
Yeah, that thing where you hang together a lot and sleep in the same room and button each other's hard-to-reach buttons.
Then
and...
I accept.
Really? Why?
What a nice surprise.
You
didn't
have
lunch.
With Ron, I need to talk to you.
I'm in a meeting.
When was the last time I came here?
You're right. Ron. Ron.
I wondered why I was suddenly being treated with so much respect.
Something bothering you, David?
You've been pushing me into this relationship with Elizabeth so you could engineer a merger with Tyson.
Pushing you? I could burn in hell for the lies I told about you. You begged me to make you look good in front of Elizabeth.
You never said a word about planning to make an offer to Patrick.
Talk about my accomplishments, you said. My qualities. Be creative. Lie, you said.
I can't do this, Linus. I'm not ready to make this kind of commitment.
Oh, I see. She must have asked for an actual wedding date.
I don't know what came over me. She was healing children. I was in a tuxedo. I'm not in any position to take care of a wife.
Elizabeth is a doctor and a millionaire, David. She won't be a burden. You don't deserve her, but she appears to love you.
Yeah, see, doesn't that worry you a little bit? I mean, about her mental health. So this is all just a coincidence.
It's an opportunity. Opportunity. What do you expect me to do? Disqualify myself from a billion-dollar merger because I might have family connections?
What are you doing? It was just a question.
Not a scratch.
Is this some new way of changing the subject?
No one in the world has a flat panel screen this size except Patrick Tyson, and the damn thing's indestructible. He's sitting on the hottest technology in town, and everyone on Wall Street knows it. We've got so much competition on this merger.
Wait a minute, Linus, you're talking about my life.
I pay for your life, David. My life makes your life possible.
I resent that.
So do I. Look at yourself. You went to law school. You never took the bar. You went to business school. I can't get you anywhere near the office. You studied languages you don't speak, instruments you don't play. You have a series of girlfriends you never see more than twice. Do you not see a pattern here?
Who are you to lecture me about closeness? Your idea of a long-term relationship is giving your date a chance to order dessert.
I don't have time for dessert. I'm too busy with this company. You're a grown man, David. Finish something. Elizabeth Tyson's the best thing that ever happened to you. And you told me so yourself.
I would like to propose a toast to my baby girl, Dr. Elizabeth Tyson, talented MD, and to my future son-in-law, David Larrabee, lucky SOB. Just kidding, Dave. Just kidding. No, we're all very lucky. We're very lucky. Not only is this the joining forever of two gorgeous people, but two gorgeous companies.
You're here.
I want to wish you all the luck and happiness you deserve. And may your first child be a masculine child.
It's from Serpico.
Nothing yet. Tell Yoshi to bring the sword to battle.
Aurora?
Oui.
You're quite a linguist.
Yes. I traveled a lot before I married Patrick. I was a stewardess.
Probably the interior.
No, they call them flight attendants.
Oh, really? Well, I bet I could still get your seat back in the upright position.
Whenever they try to be funny, it comes out perverse or terrifying.
I see.
You'll get used to it.
Oliver, to be sure to tell you that she misses you and sends all of you her love.
But what does she say about the engagement?
You didn't tell her.
I don't know how. I don't know what to say.
Just say, darling Sabrina, la vida es sueño. Your life is a dream and now it is over. I know. Because Miss Fanny has...
My dearest Sabrina, although I am sure this will come as a shock, it is my belief that what I am about to tell you is all for the best. I know how strongly you have always felt about this, and so I have been reluctant to write.
I'm in Paris, but you're somewhere else.
I'm sorry, Larry. I shouldn't have done that.
I would like to help. But what you have to fix, you won't fix it in Paris. You have to fix it here.
Dear Dad, this is my last letter from Paris. I may even be home before you get it. Don't worry about picking me up. I'd like to surprise you. Amazing. It's gone by so quickly. Gertrude Stein said, America is my country, and Paris is my hometown. I'll always feel that way about Paris.
I want so much for you to know what it's meant to me. It's turned cold out, but I don't feel cold. Across the street, someone is playing Ravion Rose. They do it for the tourists. But I'm always surprised at how it moves me. It means seeing life through rose-colored glasses. Only in Paris, where the light is pink, if that song makes sense. But I'll have it in my pocket when I get home. And I'll take it with me wherever I go from now on. Love you, Dad.